We'll be over at Midview, yours truly, along with Tomo, Bob Tomaszewski, and Gary Pelter down on the sidelines to bring you Lorraine High taking on the Midview Middies. Our Stream 2 game on WEOL.com and on that mobile app, Stream 2, Elyria Catholic. You just heard their head coach, Dave Stupka, over at Brookside to take on the Cardinals. Their head coach, Paul Ferguson, will join us here in just a couple of seconds. And on Stream 3, a week from Friday, in the Medina County matchup on Stream 3, it'll be Highland and Brunswick. So a week from Friday, it all gets underway. And, of course, we'll start it off Friday night at 5 o'clock with the football forecast. Yours truly and Matt Douglas this year will be doing the football forecast with me. So Matt Douglas and I will have the football forecast starting at 5. And then those three games will get underway at 6:30 with the pregame show. Take you right up until about 10:15. And then the scoreboard show will get underway shortly after 10 o'clock. And Jacob Corrigan will be hosting the scoreboard show this year on WEOL and again on the internet and on the mobile app. So a week from Friday, we're going to get it cranked up. But we're talking high school football tonight just to kind of get ourselves in the mood. Now for Rob and I and the cast of thousands that we have here from WEOL and everywhere else, it's our first chance to really get in and talk football. But for the coaches, they've been going at it for a while now.
Absolutely. And, you know, officially I was at August 1st. But as you know, when they start lifting weights in January, February, and going through all that and the 7-on-7s and yada, 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 it probably is a 12-month deal now, huh, Coach?
Absolutely. We actually started in December. So, I mean, it goes and goes and goes. And then once August finally hits, it's go time. So we're excited and, you know, all that other stuff's great, but once August hits, it's time.
Well, we're talking to Paul Ferguson, the head coach of the Brookside Cardinals, as he joins us here at the head table. And, Coach, coming off that first year as the head coach, how much easier, I guess, if that's the term to use, do you expect year two to be than year one? Just now that you have that first year under your belt.
Yeah, it's you know what to expect, at least a little bit. You know, you get that first year, is you get a fire hose put on you, and it never stops. So paperwork, fundraisers, dealing with parents, dealing with the athletic directors or administrators. But, you know, I have a great set of parents, great cast of administrators. And, you know, I don't know if it's easier, but, you know, your expectations and, you know, you're more familiar with the kids and they know what to expect from you and they understand the practice routine in year two. And, you know, the offense and defense is, you know, similar. You know, they understand the verbiage. So, you know, things are, you know, not such a big install this year. Instead of now we're moving a little quicker and we're definitely ahead of where we were last year.
I will say one thing right out of the chute. You seem much more at ease here tonight than you were a year ago.
Yeah,
you seemed a little bit nervous last year.
You got
that first year under your belt. Yeah. Now you're ready to go.
Yeah, I should have put something about the media. What to expect from the media and you guys.
Oh, we're not all that
bad.
No,
you guys are great.
Well, hey, let's talk about your team. Brookside Cardinals 2016. Give us your expectations of your ball club.
I have high expectations. This is the way I've kind of grown up, and you know I've had success as a player and some as a coach, and we had some success last year, and that, you know, I was assistant coach the year before, so we went 5-5, 6-4, and we don't look to take any steps back. So we're looking to at least get 7, 8, 9 and finally reach that goal of that PAC championship and those playoffs for the first time in school history.
To get the 6-4 last year, I would think that's, you know, a big improvement. And now it's got to be one thing, now you can tell the kids, you know, it's not that you're trying to grasp to get there. You can show them, guys, we were right there at 6 wins. I would think, does that make it an easier sell going forward?
Absolutely. You got to have success in the past to, you know, kind of sell what you're talking about. And that 5-5 and 6-4 was, you know, I'm not going to lie, it was from that senior class, that, you know, them being juniors and then them being seniors last year. So there's a lot of gaps to fill and a lot of shoes to fill. But, you know, those guys saw what it took, and I have three players that pretty much started sophomore and junior year with those seniors last year, so they know what it takes, and, you know, the underclassmen are really following those three players.
Take a minute or two and talk about key personnel. Who are some guys this year that you expect to step up and play a big role for the Cardinals?
So I'll start with those three players that I was just mentioning would be Michael Kovacs. He's a two-year starter, going to be his three-year starter. He's our left tackle and defensive tackle. He's got great feet. He moves well, and he's about just the most coachable player I've ever coached, or even, you know, when I played, you know, I never seen anybody as coachable. Him. He says he's a yes sir, no sir kind of guy. He buys in, and he does the right things. He shows up on time. and, you know, you just count on him. And he's a great leader. He's kind of a lead-by-example kind of guy. Doesn't say much, but when he says something, people listen, and that's coaches included. The next guy would be Tim Ackerman. He's another three-year starter. He's been a linebacker, and he's played some offensive line, and then we moved him to a tight end, and then this year he's going to be our running back. So he's a bigger boy. We're going to try to run that ball and kind of control that clock. And he's another guy who, you know, shows up. He's a leader, and the kids kind of look forward to what he's doing and what he's going to do. And the next guy would be Kevin Decato. He's another three-year starter. He's on our offensive guard and defensive end. He just shows up. You know, he's more of a vocal leader, and he makes plays. He sets that edge, and he's a great puller. So he's going to be on our pulling side of the line and, you know, try to kick some people out and try to lead right through them.
Having the success that you had last year, did that lead to a positive offseason? What are the numbers like? I would think going 6-4 had to have the kids excited, getting ready for this year.
Yeah, our numbers are a little bit up, not as much as I want them to be. You know, we lost a couple kids to grades, lost a couple kids that had success in other sports and wanted to, you know, do the focus on the one sport thing. But other than that, I think we have a solid core of kids. We're up to about 35, closer to 40. So, you know, I think we're right where we want to be. I tell the kids we're a tight-knit group. You know, some teams will have 80, and we might have 40, but I think we're a tighter kind of family. And, you know, last year we went out, I was telling, we go out to Firelands, and they have about 80 kids. I mean, we look, and they just keep coming out of that gate. I'm like, holy cow, how many of those guys? And we got about 30.
And corn-fed.
Yeah, and big. And they got some big boys. So, you know, in halftime, we're winning the game. And, you know, and they eventually beat us by a score. But, you know, we were in the game the whole time. So, numbers help. But, you know, if you got the right personnel and the right group, catch some breaks, and, you know, get a couple bounces, then you'll be in any game that you want to be in.
Again, we're talking with Paul Ferguson, head coach at Brookside, as he joins us here at Wolfie's, part of our Nick Abraham Elyria Ford High School football preview show. Paul, you mentioned that you learned some things as a head football coach. For the kids who came back, who are coming back from last year's team, what do you think they learned?
You know, I think they learned to be, just like I preached earlier, just be a family. You know, handle adversity. Adversity is going to hit. I mean, people are going to get hurt. We've already had to deal with a couple rough injuries that, you know, we counted on those players probably going both ways, or players that we thought were going to come out that were ineligible, or, you know, playing other sports. So it's pretty much the next man up. You know, there's no, you know, hanging your head and kind of staying down. You got to go to the next play. So I think they learned the next play mentality, or the next guy up mentality, and kind of being mentally tough and sticking together as a group and having success, you know, and getting better each week by week. You know, we're never trying to stay the same. At each practice, you come to play, and you compete, and no spot is safe. You know, I tell these seniors, even if you're a two-year starter, three-year starter, you have to earn your spot. So that's the expectations I set for my players.
What's it going to take the next step for Brookside? I see last year you're basically in the middle of the, pardon the pun, middle of the pack in the pack. What do you think it's going to take to get, you know, past the Firelands, past the Buckeye, maybe to get your goal, get to the top of the league, and possibly a playoff berth?
Yeah, I think it just takes preparation. You know, you got to know what you're doing. You got to do your job. You got to do your 1/11th on defense. We preach that on defense. Do your job. Don't try to steal the show. You know, Tim Ackerman, I'm sure, could maybe do his own thing and get maybe 20 tackles. But if he does his job and gets his 15 tackles, then we might win that. Have a better chance of winning that game other than him doing what he wants to do. So doing your job, being prepared, being mentally prepared, I think is the biggest thing. And like I said early, catching some breaks, staying healthy, and, you know, those things always, you know, have a good way to help you get over that edge, over that hump. You know, it's easier said than done to get over that hump, but that's what it takes. I think it's a lot of mental part of the game.
Coach, real quick, you got about a minute left. Rob has your game a week from Friday, opening up against a pretty good tradition program in EC over at your place. Your thoughts on week one?
Well, we were at the All-Star game, and, you know, EC was obviously it was at EC, and they were talking winning programs. I think EC had one of the higher years in a row being a winning program, and then the next statement was, and Brookside with the first winning record in over like 10 or 11 years. So there's something to be said about that, with the good and the bad. So obviously their tradition right now as of late is better than ours, but, you know, we like where we are, and I think it's a great school to open up with. They're a Lorain County team. Sometimes they take some of our kids, so it'd be great to, you know, get a shot at some of those kids that should be playing with us, and hopefully we can compete with them and we can get a win and get a be 1-0.
There you go. Well, again, Rob has that game a week from Friday, so we look forward to having it on WEOL.com. Best of luck in year two. Like I said, you seem much more relaxed here at the table tonight.
I'm more relaxed, Coach, some days.
There you go. Hey, good luck this year.
You.
Look forward to talking to you.
Thanks, guys.
No problem. Paul Ferguson, head coach of Brookside, joining us here at the table.